I suspect that most listeners to Hudson Mohawk Magazine are interested also in reading. So to give you some ideas of new books that have come out recently, I'm talking with Christiane Gibeau, the head librarian for adult services at Troy Public Library. Christiane, welcome back to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Hi, thank you for inviting me again.
Every month, it's wonderful talking with you and with your wonderful colleagues. So what do you have for us today?
Well, today I have a book, How AI Works from Sorcery to Science. We have several people that are concerned, have questions, don't understand it. So we have ordered several books, but the one that's come in right now is, as I mentioned, How AI Works. The author is Ronald T. Kunsel, or Nunsel. I'm not sure how to pronounce the last name. So just a really wonderful way to get started and trying to understand things as opposed to just searching the internet and getting, you know, definitions of things or what have you. So we'll try to find more resources that really get at the heart of your questions about new technologies, new things happening.
So you're head librarian, you're also in charge of the reference services. So that's where you've been getting some of the questions about AI?
Yes, we have a Friends of the Library group. A couple of them had emailed me saying that, you know, that they wanted to know more about it. So that was one cue. We've had a couple of people talking about it at the reference desk. So that was sort of the second cue. So what I did is looked up different books, checked out their ratings, and then did a little more research to see whether the books would be consumable, because sometimes you can get something and it's just very dry, like a textbook, and wanted to find things that were a little bit more reader-friendly kind of thing. So that's the type of work that we do within reference in terms of selecting materials for the public.
And that shows you the benefit of going to a library rather than just the big box bookstores.
Absolutely. Although, you know, there are wonderful works out there, especially when it comes to fiction or a very popular nonfiction, you know, going to a box bookstore, you know you're going to get it right there front and center when you walk in and stuff, and multiple copies, of course. But that doesn't mean that the library can't help you to locate what you're looking for as well.
Terrific. So that was How AI Works. Gotta wonder if it was written by with AI support.
You never know. We're not giving away our secrets.
Okay, and then your next book?
So we're just going to stick with nonfiction at the moment. So we have Mean Girl Feminism, How White Feminists Gaslight, Gatekeep, and Girl Boss. So ultimately, with the Mean Girls film coming out again, or a reinstallation of it, this one particularly caught my eye. Also, the color pink with Barbie and all that caught my eye. But there's just a lot of interesting information going on in the world about, our rights being kind of taken away, not our, just female, but just in general. And so I thought it would be an interesting take to have a different viewpoint on, mean girl feminism and just sort of what that means, how people are, interacting with each other, what kind of strategies are they using, good, bad, ugly, And so ultimately that's what triggered me in getting this book. Plus it got a high Kirkus review, so...
And I've seen pictures of disembodied heads and had nightmares about them for many years, but the cover of this has five disembodied fingers with very elegant pink nails on a, and Christiane, that thunk you heard was Christiane showing me that she has very elegant pink nails, but they're still attached to her body.
Yes, thank you very much. They are attached. I should mention that the author for this is Kim Hong Nguyen. I'm not familiar with the author in particular, but just we have authors coming from a variety of different areas and locations and what have you in our collection. So,
and again, that's Mean Girl Feminism, How White Feminists Gaslight, Gatekeep, and Girl Boss. Okay, and we're sticking with nonfiction, but taking a different route now.
Yes. So I'm not going to talk about a specific book, but I have one in front of me just as a reminder that with the total eclipse that happened, we have on display a myriad of books talking about space, everything about it. And so this book that I have in front of me is How Space Works, the Facts Visually Explained. So some of the books will have a lot more images in it. Some of them will just be, text heavy. But if you have any interest whatsoever, the selection is right in the main area of the library, and you can go through it. And it's just sort of funny that with the eclipse, everyone was like, I've got to read this, I've got to read that. So anyway, so I just wanted to highlight that it's there for the rest of the month. One of the interesting things as well is that we did not get a great eclipse in Troy due to the clouds and stuff. So we ran a live stream from the NASA website so that you could see the eclipse multiple times. And one of the things that people don't necessarily know about the Troy Library is that we're a government depository. That means we have government documents here in the library that people can view. Somewhere along the line, it's been decided that we will decommission the government depository. So there's a full process that the reference librarians have to go through and submit them that we're going to be removing these pieces. Do any other government depositories want them? And there's some in the state, there's some outside the state, and then we send them off. And one of the things that happened about a week and a half before the total eclipse was that we had images of astronauts, the Hubble shuttle, is it? And space images and all sorts of stuff that we had available for people who came to the program that we had on the eclipse and then the actual NASA live stream. So we still have more of that material. So if people are interested in getting, you know, a pre-birthday gift or holiday Christmas, you know, what have you, feel free to let us know. And then I think what we'll do is try to make sure that that material is at the reference desk so that people can go through it. So it's really cool. Somebody actually did some wonderful watercolors of the Hubble craft.
Okay, so we started talking about the careful selection of materials to focus the collection, and now we're talking about the deaccessioning to, again, focus the collection with newer stuff. Terrific. So the specific books you mentioned was How Space Works, The Facts Visually Explained, but there's a very cool display of lots of books about space. Okay, and we're going to shift gears yet again.
Okay, sticking with nonfiction still. One of the recent acquisitions that we have put in is The Last Politician, Inside Joe Biden's White House and the Struggle for America's Future by Franklin Foer. This particular journalist was given the assignment to draft a book about Joe Biden, had absolutely no interest at all. It was one of those things that, you know, everyone feels that they know Joe Biden. He's been a politician for a very long time. So if you, going into the election this November, have a sense of Joe Biden, you're not really sure about him, we thought that this would be a wonderful opportunity to read the book and then get an idea of the his style, where he's failed, where he's succeeded, in terms of his administration, because obviously it's not one person running the country. They hire wonderful people to help move the country forward. So that's that particular information. It is a little dry, I have to say, but it is well-informed and a wonderful piece of history about a seasoned politician. And so in our case, he may actually be the last politician, from years of old, and how politicians have been created or made.
So politicians that actually worked with people on the other side of the aisle to get things done.
Yeah, other side of the aisle. It's been a career job. There's some people that go into politics, but it's only so that they can get other jobs. So they don't necessarily stay for a long time. And as we know, he's been doing this quite a while.
Okay, and speaking of politicians...
Speaking of politicians, so I wanted to show the other side as well. So there is a book that came out called Tired of Winning, Donald Trump and the End of the Grand Old Party. And that's by Jonathan Carl. It's a best-selling author of The Trump Show. If you're interested in sort of getting an analysis of one versus the other, you can choose any book on Trump that has come out over the last few years. There's just not a lot on Joe Biden, which is kind of funny.
Okay, and so that was How AI Works, Mean Girl Feminism, How Space Works, The Last Politician, and Tired of Winning. And in the last moment, Christiane, you had mentioned something in the beginning that you wanted to remind people about, the museum passes?
Yes, correct. For those of you who don't know, the library has a friends organization that purchases museum passes that the community can borrow and use. So we have a large assortment of them, but we've also added some new ones. If you're interested, you can certainly check out our website to see what we have. You can certainly give us a call, or if you're in the library, we do have a little flyer that lists all of the museum passes.
Okay, and again, that's Christiane Gibeau, Head Librarian of Adult Services at Troy Public Library at 100 2nd Street in Troy, New York, which currently looks like a giant plywood box because they're doing work on the exterior, but the library is open. Don't be deterred by the plywood. Christiane, it was great having you back.
Thank you so much for your time.